Ah, they said they brought you in here. Good news, Rupert. They're not going to kill us. Ah, they've even put our tents over the windows. That should help with the damn mosquitoes. Ugh, not that one, evidently. Still, a few hours ago, we thought we were going to die. So I'm sure the odd mosquito buzzing about is nothing one should complain about. And we have a wooden floor, too. This is their best hut. It used to be their leader's, but she's given it away to us. Cheer up. Did you not hear me? We won't be eaten after all. It was exhausting talking with them, given the language barrier and all that. But we've actually, in the eyes of the tribe, been promoted. Quite a good promotion when you think about it. A few hours ago, we were about to be spit-roasted and eaten. Now, well, I'm sort of like a high priestess. And you, well, you've done even better. You won't believe. Rupert, why so glum? Didn't you hear me when I told you we weren't going to die? Ah, I think I know what this is. Let me sit down next to you. You're glum because of what happened when the tribe stripped us naked and then proceeded to rub us with oil. Because part of your body became, well, it became anatomically incongruous given our predicament at the time. Frankly, while those nutty Amazon women ripped the clothes from me, then rubbed all my naked body with cooking fat until I was glistening, I'd have been astonished that anyone could have found anything sexually arousing about it. Rupert, don't you understand yet? Ordinarily, getting a rather rampant erection in front of lots of people would be something to be ashamed of. I'll give you that. But out here, among all these native types, it's a little different. Rupert, it was your sudden genital tumescence which saved us. Your erection saved the day. Hooray! These Amazon women have never seen a penis before, as all of their men died some time ago in circumstances I've yet been unable to quite fathom. The sudden sight of your penis, which is quite big, I suppose, particularly if you haven't seen one before, filled them with an, well, for want of a better word, awe. Yes, the sudden sight of your erect penis was, to these Amazon women, quite literally awesome. I've seen a few, so I wouldn't quite go so far as to heap that type of praise on it. I'd describe the sight of your erect penis as, well, right there and then when I thought we were going to get burnt to death, I was very surprised by it. But I suppose, in other circumstances, I'd take a cock as big as yours as an indication I was going to have a pretty riveting night. But I wouldn't go quite so far as awesome. Particularly this deep and darkest Africa. Honestly, if this tribe of secluded Amazon women followed the river 30 miles in either direction, then they'd see awesome. Anyways, there is no need to be ashamed. I suppose I'm a bit flattered, actually. The idea that my naked body could make a boy forget that he was in moments going to get burnt to death is, well, nice, I suppose. Anyway, when I say awesome, I mean awesome. They are, well, they think it's something of religious proportions. You saw how they all dropped to their knees and started their hubble-bubble chanting. And when they dragged me off to ask me about how it is a white woman is traveling through the jungle with a boy whose penis is a bit religious, they seemed bewildered by it. And so I tried to explain things as best I could. But you know the trouble we have, these native types and their niffy-naffy languages. Talking to these Amazon women is much harder than communicating with the other primitive types, like the French. You have to do more than just repeat the same word louder again and again until they understand. You have to use hand gestures, too. Anyway, in the process of trying to beg for our lives, I may have inadvertently giving these heathens the impression that your penis is actually more than awesome. I may have led them to believe, accidentally, I hope you'll understand, that your penis is actually God. Now, obviously, you and I both know that your penis isn't God. I'm not the keenest biblical student, but I'm aware that God is a man and not just a man's cock. And the idea that your manhood is a deity might be the kind of thing that folks back home might find a touch blasphemous. If we ever get back to good old Blighty, I'll definitely point this place out to some of those missionary fellows. Anyway, as your penis is God, these Amazon women, quite understandably, want to worship it. They're quite devout in their own way, even though their own way is an obscene affront to Christian people everywhere. And as devout followers of the penis god, well, they assure me he's called Gura-Gera, they have certain rituals that they want me to perform on your penis, which is God, who is called Gura-Gera. Now, Rupert, this is going to be, well, it might seem a tad bawdy, and perhaps a mite sordid. These Amazon women have a ritual that they need me, as High Priestess, to perform twice a day. Once as the sun comes up, and then again as the sun comes down. On your penis. Yes, I know, Rupert. It's quite harrowing. You need to stand atop the stone pyramid we noticed, and stand naked, while I, as High Priestess of the Supreme God Gura-Gera, who is actually your penis as it turns out, make your member engorged as I stroke it, until you ejaculate for the whole tribe to see. Twice a day, one in the morning, and then again in the evening. Rupert, it's not all bad. I know that it's quite demanding, but for the rest of the day, we get to do what we want. We can go hunting and kill all sorts of animals. We can kill tigers and lions and elephants, maybe even bag some ivory. As long as you ritually ejaculate in front of the tribe twice a day. Don't start crying, Rupert. Sorry, I slapped you, but you're acting like a backgammon player and I won't put up with it. Remember what I told you when I found you starving and shivering as you were selling matches for your wicked stepmother all those years ago? Remember? Come with me, I said. Come with me, if you want, but I'm an all-around action girl. We'll kill lots of animals all over the world, but you'll get into some pretty tough scrapes if you come with me. So you can't be a flannel Nancy boy. Remember that? This situation in which we currently find ourselves encumbered is one of those tough scrapes I warned you about. Are you worried about having to get an erection up on the top of that pyramid with all the mosquitoes that are buzzing around? Don't worry about that. They have lots of, well, they're like incense sticks or something, except the smoke from them is sort of like a drug. That will keep those pesky mosquitoes away. Oh, and there's music, too. Lots of drums banging while they do their Balam Rankum chanting. Something to do with going into some kind of trance. Sounds like it will be quite stirring, actually. Look, Rupert, let's stop beating around the bush. I'm aware you masturbate all the time. We share a tent. I know what you do when you think I'm asleep. I didn't want to say anything, as it wouldn't have been very ladylike. And sometimes you don't even wait till we're even in the tent, do you? What about last week, when I was beating that wounded baby elephant to death with a club and then had to rip its tusks out? My shirt was covered in blood and was just clinging to my ample chest, removing the last vestige of traditional English lady modesty as my bosom was clearly delineated for all the world to see. And what did you do? You got an erection and ran off and wanked. Yes, you did. I heard you. Thought it was another animal to kill, so I snuck up, and what did I see? You, masturbating in a frenzy. and I saw how much you ejaculated, Rupert. When you squirted, you sprayed all the trees as if you were marking your territory. It's good you're embarrassed, I suppose. It means you're a decent Englishman. But we have to get past this embarrassment. If you can't let me inflame your passions and cultivate an erection tomorrow morning, then the whole tribe will kill us. And look, we share a tent. There are times when you may have heard me somewhat heated when I thought you were asleep, particularly after a day of killing lots of animals and my passions are roused. But I'm sure you're too much of a gentleman to ever dream of mentioning any nocturnal auto-erotic misdirections I may have on occasion surrendered to. So we're both somewhat susceptible to slightly immoral acts. I'm in no position to judge you for what you have done, for the things you will have to do regularly, every day, publicly, for the foreseeable future. Look, it's obvious to me that right now you are sporting an erection. You need to get used to me seeing it. I need you to get it out. Don't make me hit you again, Rupert. Please get your cock out. There's a good boy. Now lean back. Oh, you may as well unbutton your shirt. Just lean back and think of England. Okay, maybe I should have warned you that I was about to touch mighty, divine Gargara. But try not to jump like that tomorrow when I'm performing the religious ceremony. It's not very godly to be so skittish. You do have a nice penis, Rupert. I'm going to ever so gently start stroking it. Up and down like this. Is that all right? Just relax and let me take care of you. Good boy. I'm just going to hold it at the base of the shaft and try to engorge your cock head as much as possible. It's important we put on a good show tomorrow. That's it. Okay, I can't lie. It's not an irksome chore for me, wanking your cock like this. And you are quite big. I would never get your penis mixed up with God, though. Well, if I hadn't been taught about Jesus, then I suppose I might have. Do you like what I'm doing? Okay, I understand you're still embarrassed about what's happening to you and can't talk. I think that's okay. Mostly gods are meant to be silent. But tomorrow, try and look a bit more stern. Rupert, I'm allowed to use my mouth at this ceremony. As long as you ejaculate for all to see, they don't mind how I work up a nice big cum shot. So, can I? I know this is really invasive and personal, and perhaps you find the sudden escalation in the intimacy between us galling, but I really want to put your cock in my mouth. You're leaking, you see. I want to suck up all of that sticky boy juice before I make you come. Is it nice when I taste the tip of your cock like this? Just the tip. For now. And as I'm tenderly wanking you, with my other hand, I'll just massage your balls. And they feel as heavy as an elephant's. Ah. I'm just going to pull the foreskin back now. And with my tongue, run it directly on the underside of your cockhead. Yes, I've deduced that most men find that quite agreeable. You're drooling so much. You must be close to ejaculating now. I'm going to take you in deep now, right to the back of my throat. I can feel you dripping directly down my throat. I want you to come now. It will build your confidence for the ritual tomorrow. I want to take you in deep. So you can actually feel the tip of your godlike penis work it down the narrow opening of my throat. And feel my warm, wet muscles press tight against your sensitive cockhead. As tight as the muscles in my cunt. And when you come, I'll feel your hot, divine spunk run directly down my gut. Will you do that for me? You're close now. Look into my eyes. Good boy. That was great. That was good. You fucking shot a lot of cum, I must say. Okay, now, just let me suck out the last few drops of sperm from your cock. I don't think you have anything to worry about. You'll be a good god. Very impressive. I forgot to tell you, as well as the twice-a-day ritual, there are other religious requirements that is gura-gura you need to perform. There's the fertility ritual, which takes every night between spring and the end of summer. During which you have to fornicate with as many Amazon women as possible. While I suck your testicles in order to build up as huge a cum load as possible. In order to maximize the chances of impregnation. Now, I know this is an offense to God. The real God, not your penis God. But I think it will be okay, as long as you have your fingers crossed. And I know the idea of having children who aren't white might be disconcerting for you. But hopefully we'll have escaped this hellhole by then, so you'll bear no responsibility for them. Just like a real god. Oh, and there's also the weekly ritual on a Sunday when I have to bend over the altar. And allow you to penetrate me anally. But don't worry, we won't be here forever. Maybe only for a few months. Your penis is starting to get hard again. Maybe I should suck you off again. That way, you'll be really confident tomorrow.